This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a pastor who almost committed suicide, but God intervened in a mighty way. And now, that same pastor is sharing his story of hope and triumph. So stay tuned, because you're going to want to hear this. Gabriel said the Messiah would make an end of sins when he came into the world. This is exactly what Jesus accomplished upon the cross. His shed blood has the power to wash sin out of the heart of everyone who believes the truth of the gospel. Visit cochurch.org and request your free book, The Everlasting Gospel of Christ. Discover the truth, which Jesus said, shall make you free. Again, visit cochurch.org. Before I begin this story, I want to take just a moment to tell you that if you're struggling with suicidal thoughts or intense depression, you are not alone. And if you're in crisis right now, please take a moment to call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Or you can visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. Now, let's get to the story. Pastor Ben Corson is a sought-after speaker and an author of several Christian books. But don't let his ministries fool you into thinking that he's never struggled. In fact, there was a time when Corson's struggle with depression got so bad that he almost committed suicide at least once. Thankfully, God intervened, and now Corson's goal is to help Christians everywhere know that if they're struggling, they're not alone. He says this on the PureFlix podcast. If you're a Christian and going through depression, you are in a great succession. Depression is no stranger to people walking with the Lord. End quote. Corson suffered from chronic depression for 10 years, so he strongly believes the church has to be more open and loving when talking about this important issue. In fact, he says this, "We've got to destigmatize depression. You don't have to live with depression. We're supposed to defeat depression. Why would we settle with depression? We have to go on a journey of hope." End quote. Corson says his depression was fueled by him trying to live up to the expectations of other people. But once he realized that he only had to be concerned with what God thought about him, it took a huge burden off his shoulders. Now, he wants other Christians to discover the same secret and find true peace and joy in the Lord. You can read more about Corson's journey of hope at charismanews.com or charismamag.com. But keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.